Hey friend, welcome back to the show. As we approach the Easter holiday, I want to share something that God gave to me. In this episode, I'm outlining six lessons that Easter teaches us, which apply directly to your family estrangement from your child. These lessons serve as a blueprint for reconciling with your estranged daughter or son. The Bible is not just some ancient text. It is a living book of relevant insights and instructions for your life, and that includes the estrangement that you're going through. The events of the Easter story give us powerful revelation for navigating family estrangement from an adult child. Let's talk about it. Hey, friend. Welcome to the Estranged Mom Coach podcast. Are you going through a family estrangement from your adult son or daughter? Do you wonder why your child cut you off, if there's a way to save the relationship, or how you can ever feel happy again? You can only distract yourself and avoid thinking about it for so long, and then it hits you all over again. How can this be happening? I'm Jenny Good. I'm a certified coach trained in mindset neuroscience, family estrangement, and emotional healing. I'm also a mom who's been through adult-child estrangement and reconciliation. I teach Christian estranged moms how to increase their odds of reconciling with their child and how to achieve emotional healing and happiness in the meantime. And we do it from a biblical perspective. So grab your tea, pop in your AirPods, and exhale. Welcome home, sister mom. It's going to be okay. Quick disclaimer, I am a certified coach, not a therapist. If you think you're suffering from a mental health disorder, please seek help from a licensed therapist or call 911. Hello, friend. Come on in. I am so glad that you're here. I want to talk to you about the Easter story and how there are powerful revelations and lessons in that story that apply directly to the family estrangement that you're going through right now. I hope you have a comfortable place to settle into, or if you're doing house chores or you're out walking the dog or whatever, just keep the AirPods in and let's talk about the Easter story and how this relates to your family estrangement. The first lesson that I want to talk to you about in the Easter story that has to do with your estrangement is forgiveness is not dependent on an apology. The Easter story illustrates a truly powerful example of forgiveness. Something I really want you to grasp about this is that forgiveness is not dependent on any other person saying they're sorry or committing any certain action. Of course, if someone apologizes, we're supposed to forgive them. But even if they don't apologize, we are called to forgive. When Jesus was on the cross, he was literally being murdered by the very people that he asked God to forgive. He did not wait on their apology or their repentance to request God's forgiveness on their behalf. Forgiveness is not the same as agreeing with someone. You can disagree with the things your child has said or done, or how they've handled things with the estrangement, and yet still forgive them and release anger or resentment. We were given freedom at Easter, and when you forgive your child, you embrace freedom too. Lesson number two, we must know who we are, and you must stay rooted in your power. When Jesus was questioned, and even mocked and harmed, he did not respond by losing his composure. He stayed in a place of power and calm. He knew who he was, and he did not come out of that place of power. Of course, Jesus is Lord, and he is infallible. We as human beings fail every day, but we can learn to tap into the identity of calm power. I refer to this as being the medicine matriarch for us mothers. You have that identity within you. She is a part of you that knows who she is, and to whom she belongs. She's the part of you who brings calm to chaos and pours out the medicine of forgiveness and love. I can teach you how to rise up into that identity. I teach my clients a 5-step process that eliminates their feelings of being led around by the nose, by their emotions. Instead of your thoughts controlling you and you feeling triggered by your child's silence or their words, you will learn how to take low-quality thoughts captive and replace them with thoughts that empower you to speak and act from a place of calm, confidence, and love. You stop laying awake at night, self-torturing with thoughts that lead you down a defeated, panicked, or depressed path. What you think is one of the biggest determinants of how you feel, what actions you take or avoid, and whether or not you will reconcile with your child. I can teach you the tools that you need to heal your pain, take control of your thoughts, and communicate in a way that helps your child see that there actually can be a better relationship between you. If this is resonating with you, reach out to schedule your free consult call to see if estrangement coaching is a good fit. Go to theestrangedmomcoach.com/schedule and get your application over to me so that we can get your consultation scheduled. The link will also be in the notes for this episode. Okay, lesson number 3. Retaliation is not the answer. When Judas betrayed Jesus and Jesus was being taken captive, Peter drew his sword and cut off the ear of the high priest's slave. Jesus told Peter to put away his sword. It can be easy to want to strike back when your child says things that feel really critical or hurtful. Maybe they even say things that you outright know are not true. Instead of retaliating or fighting back, accept them where they are. Acceptance is not the same as agreement here, but let them have their thoughts and their experiences. When the wounded part of you says, "Why should I have to take the high road when they say this or that to me?" In those moments, remind yourself that retaliation is not the answer. It will not solve anything, and it won't make you feel better in the long run. Lesson number 4. Do not be fooled by the enemy's lies. Judas is an example of how the enemy's lies make a mockery of you. Judas was lured into believing that it would be worth it to betray Jesus and sell him to be captured. Once Judas did this, he immediately regretted it, and he took his life because he had been deceived by the enemy's lies. Do not allow the devil to convince you that there's no hope for your reconciliation, or that it's been too long, your child is too angry, or you made too many mistakes. The devil is a liar. When he says that you are this or that, then say out loud that you are not. What he says will happen, say out loud that the opposite is true. Lesson number 5. Making mistakes does not make you unlovable. Peter denied Jesus 3 times during the events of the Easter story. Jesus told him that he would deny him 3 times before the cock crew. Peter did not think that that was going to happen, and yet he did exactly as Jesus said. And when Peter heard the cock crow and realized that he had denied Jesus those 3 times, he wept over his poor choices. Even though Peter denied Jesus, Jesus did not stop loving him. Your mistakes don't make you unlovable, and you don't have to do and say every single thing in a flawless way in order to be loved. Jesus loves you so very much, right where you are right now. Lesson number 6. God is doing a new thing, even if it doesn't look that way. As the hours and days ticked away, people might have thought that Jesus would not return after his crucifixion and death. They might have believed that it didn't look like anything was happening. But God was doing a new thing, and on the 3rd day, Jesus arose. He defeated death. Praise the Lord. If you feel like you've been praying for a long time and you're not seeing movement yet, do not accept defeat and do not doubt. God is aware of exactly what needs to happen, and there are things in movement on your behalf that your eyes in the human realm cannot see. Isaiah 43:19 says, "Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall ye not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert." God is doing a new thing in your family, in your life. You must only believe. This Easter season, I hope that you will dwell in these 6 Easter lessons and how they apply to your life right now. This word is relevant and living. It applies to you. It's for you. Okay, friend, that is what I have for you this time, and I hope it blesses you. Hey, Sister Mom. Thanks for spending time with me. If this podcast inspired you, helped you, or blessed you in some way, I'd love for you to share it with another mom who could be edified by it too. Also, the number one way you can thank me is by leaving a rating and review on Apple Podcasts. This helps more moms like us find and be blessed by the show. Remember, you are a daughter of the Most High King, and you are not alone.